I want to take you to the park is like cute if he's like very romantic, mature man who just for some reason hasn't found a girl yet at 30. Mm-hmm. That's cute, you know. It's like, but if you don't like him, then it's like it's gonna be awkward. You don't want to go to the park with this guy. He's gonna show up dressed nicer than normal, and you're gonna be like, oh, this is a date. Shoot. Ah, yeah. Man, I have to figure out. Hey, let's get ice cream. No, I'm on keto. I can't do that.
He's gonna try to hold your hand.
Oh man, yeah, you're not gonna want that.
You don't want that. I know it hurts. I'm sorry.
All right, you came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner, the best and only podcast that is, well, hold on.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's the only, only podcast.
Let me start over.
No. We're running through this.
All right. Carry on. I'm Ethan, and I'm Dr. Ethan.
I'm Patrick.
And this is my nurse, Patrick. And this is a dating podcast, right, Patrick?
Yes, you ask us a lot of questions about dating, and so we want to answer them. Ethan has a PhD in dating. He's a doctor of the mind and a surgeon of the heart. And if you want to ask a question yourself, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord, and you can ask your question there in the Dating Corner chat, where our lovely friend Ben collects your questions and puts them in our podcast chat for us. So we have them ready to go.
He loads us up like a truck at the Walmart distribution center.
Yes, which we need someone to do that for our Catholic chat thing. So if you want to do that, it's not a paid position, but it comes with love and admiration. We need a topic generator for our main show.
there's only a few people I would trust to do that job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Do you think we could get Mark Wahlberg
to be a mod in our Discord community?
We should ask him to do that. Hey, Mark Wahlberg, would you like to be a mod in our Discord community? We don't want you to come
unpaid.
On the show.
We can't give you Halo money, but we can give you something that Halo can't give you, which is funds that have not been commingled illegally with billionaire tech startup Chinese right wing dark money.
We should hand him a card for the Crunch Catholic Podcast, which I have made. I haven't ordered yet, but have made.
He will throw it away.
Yes.
We should staple it to his chest so he can't throw it away.
We should hand him a card for it and then immediately.
Mark, nice to meet you.
Could you? We've made too many jokes at Mark Wahlberg's expense on this podcast for him.
Oh,
to
poor
enjoy it.
Mark. Oh, how will he ever recover? He's fine.
He's like, I'm wiping away my tears with $1 million bills that they don't tell poor people about.
Yeah.
It's got Beyonce on the front.
They're only valid in New York and California and some counties in Texas. And that's those are the only places you can
and
spend
Ibiza.
Them.
That's it.
Ibiza.
Okay. Ibiza.
Let's use some dating advice, man. I want to get into it.
This one comes from Drew Pickles. Hey, y'all, longtime listener, first time asker. What do you think about how long to wait between relationships? I've heard that it's roughly I've been out of a relationship for a month, 7 month relationship. I've heard wait for half the length of the relationship, but I haven't followed that rule in the past. I'm not trying to rush into anything right now. What do I do?
I would tell the person who told you to wait half the length of the relationship, who asked?
Yeah, really.
Because that's such a date, it's so arbitrary. It's like, you really can. If you break up with someone and you feel ready to move on to the next person, there's no, I don't know. I think it's like, it's a weird thing where people are like, are you okay? Do you need some time? Like sometimes you're happy to be out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're like, this was not good for me and I'm ready to do something else. And it's like, oh, but you don't want to have a rebound. Are you sure? Rebounds are fun.
How else are you going to get the ball back?
I know. You need to be like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
click, boom, ball going there, click, boom. You know what I mean? That needs to be you on the rebound. I don't think you need to wait. I think it's an arbitrary thing that was made up by people because there are some people that have really traumatic breakups and they hold the rest of the breakup industry hostage. You need to not.
Yeah.
You need to not let your situation be monopolized by sad women who have had a really hard time.
It is true that people will judge you if you bounce out of a relationship really quickly. Like, let's say hypothetically you get out of a 2-year relationship and then you immediately ask someone out a week later. People will judge you, but you have to not care about that.
Right. You just have to start because a podcast and eventually people will forget about it.
Eventually people will forget about it. And then you're hypothetically you'll get married anyway. You just got to not care because like what rules are you breaking? You know, it's like you're not in a relationship anymore.
Yeah.
And a lot of times with relationships, they taper off at the end anyway. It's not like you're, you know, super committed right up until the end.
Uh-huh. Unless it's a bad breakup, you know, and one person is fully believing that everything's going well and the other person is secretly harboring feelings of resentment.
Mm-hmm. Is this hypothetical now? Or is this real?
Let me think. Have I ever been broken up with dramatically? Yes, it's real.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I've been broken up with, man. I've had a lot of heartbreak in my life. I think unjustly. Mm-hmm. I think if anyone deserves to be happy in this world, it's me.
One of the best memes ever created is, I'm mad that a good thing happened to you. It should have happened to me instead. That's the realest post.
That's true.
That's the realest post.
That's the most human. That's like the fundamental. That's original sin. You know,
I don't want that good thing to have happened to you. It should have happened to me.
Yeah, it's the opposite of how we ought to behave, but it's just so
absolutely
so real. Anyway, don't worry about it. Date whoever you want, whenever you want.
One at a time.
One at a time. Yeah,
that's the rule.
And even then,
this one comes from Muffin.
All right, I'm ready.
A pure friend advice question. How does one start a conversation with a former first grade classmate who may not remember you at all? All right. Second grade is tough for everybody, but you got to. Wow. How did you get access to this podcast?
That's really funny. You really like that one, huh?
I
like that one. That's good. I was instantly in advice mode and you were in comedy mode. That's great.
My cousin.
You are funny. That's what I mean. Don't say that you're not funny.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah. I just thought it was funny to think about a second grader writing a dating quarter question. we shared crayons in art class, but
that
now she's
weird,
sharing
though.
Crayons with someone else.
Like in elementary school, you remember like you're friends with someone in first grade, and then the summer goes by, and you come back in second grade. They're a totally different person, and your little mind can't comprehend it. You're like, but we used
can't
to
comprehend
do.
Change.
You don't like dinosaurs anymore, but that was our. We used to play dinosaurs every day.
Like dinosaurs.
Now you like basketball?
He went to basketball camp. You went to Shakespeare camp. You guys have chosen different paths. You don't understand.
Who's LeBron James? This is a problem that I genuinely had when I was at school. People would be like, I like watching the Miami Heat play basketball. I love LeBron James. And I was like,
who's LeBron James?
Who's LeBron James? This actually was this was a problem I had in high school, not so much elementary school, where I was struggling to relate with my peers on the topic of basketball, but elementary school as well.
Here's a problem that I had in elementary school. This is a crazy thing that happened. So I won a reading contest in my elementary school. I like read the most books. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was at church, like in the church of the school, and they gave me the first prize for winning the reading the most. The first prize was a Peyton Manning poster about this big.
That's so funny.
And I was like,
you went to school in Florida?
Yeah, in Florida. So there's like no relationship to Peyton Manning.
Yeah, he went to Tennessee
and then it was
drafted by the Colts.
It was a reading contest. How does that? So and the poster funny. Was this big. It was like, it wasn't even a very big poster. And I was like, Mom, who is this? And my mom was like, that's a very famous football player, honey. Go read some more Magic Treehouse. You know?
It's crazy.
Incredibly funny.
That's like lettering as like a varsity athlete. And they give you like a beaker to do experiments with. They're like, this is your prize, is you get to mix chemicals at home.
I also won a pie eating contest. Again, not a surprise. And the first prize was 3 months pie? Of a gym membership.
Oh, that's just mean.
But I couldn't win it because I was 13. Also, I won the pie eating contest and I was 13. Anyway.
You were going up against men?
You're right about side quests, actually. You're right about side quests. Yeah, I went up against men. The trick was I just didn't like lift my... People were lifting their face all the way up to breathe. Mm. And I was just like... slowly but steadily eating the pie.
You did the Will Smith in Pursuit of Happiness thing. I figured out that if I didn't pick up the phone, I saved 13 seconds per call.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? You've seen The Pursuit of Happiness? No. You've not seen The Pursuit of Happiness?
Mm-mm.
You should watch it. It's a good movie.
Okay.
He gets a job at a high stockbroker Wall Street job. He gets an internship, but he's poor, and he's trying to hide the fact that he's poor. But he's very hardworking. And he works harder than everybody else. And he realizes that if he doesn't pick up the phone and he has a little headset, then it saves him time for every call. And but you did that with pies.
I did that with pie.
You ever seen Will Smith laugh? Job.
Yes. Yeah.
You know how he laughs? He goes, ha ha! It's really funny. I love it. I like Will Smith. Oh, man. Even after the incident.
All right. So how do you, even after the incident, how do you start a conversation with a former classmate who does not remember you? My cousin went to high school with her and gave me her Instagram. I don't think this is a purely friend question. I think you want to slide in this girl's DMs. Yeah, that's fine, man.
I think you want to date this first grader.
Former first grader. Hi, Patrick Nevy, former first grader.
Former first grader. Retired.
Top of my class, Miss McElwee's first grade.
Dishonorably discharged first grader.
I brought a gun to school.
That's so funny. Man. Getting expelled, but calling it dishonorable discharge.
I was dishonorably discharged from high school for bringing a switchblade in my backpack. I forgot I had it in there.
So you want to date this first grader. That's fine. Have you considered sending her a coloring book? Have you considered... Here's what you do. Hey, we were in first grade together. My friend showed me your Instagram, and I thought it would be cool to reconnect. How's it going?
Easy.
Like, also, I mean, I think you don't have cute. To... Also, I think you're good, and I thought you were cute back then. I think you're still cute now. I think the current version of you, not the past version of you. I think that would be very odd.
To be clear,
I have a crush on you now. I don't think you need to make this anything more than it is. It's like, we used to go to school together. What are you up to now? Women get this text all the time. So if she likes it, she knows what it is. You know what it is. There's no mystery here. So if she's into it, she'll be like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, nice to hear from you. And if she's not into it, then she just won't respond. And so, and you're back to where you are now, which is not talking to this girl. So I think you just message her and just say like, hey, going out on a limb here. I've noticed we're in the same city. Can I get you a coffee? Do you want to go do a spin class together? Something like that. You want to do one of those bungee rope workout courses? Where you fly around the room with a bunch of middle-aged women.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Man, all right. I'm missing a call from an important client, but I'm podcasting right now.
No. Do you need to take the call?
We don't have time for me to take this call. We don't have time for me to take this call, do we?
No. Yeah, can we call them in? Can you call them in 15 minutes?
Probably. All right.
Okay.
This one is from Sarah Joy. So you guys are so important to me. I would give up money to answer your dating question.
Hey. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
I just got out of a cold shower, and boy, are my arms tired.
I just got out of prison. And I need something to get my spiritual life back on track.
Speaking of prison... Thank you to Exodus 90 for sponsoring this episode of our podcast. If you've done Exodus 90, you might have felt like you were in a prison of not being able to watch television. But Exodus 90 is more than sacrifices and cold showers and asceticism.
Yes.
Exodus 90 has an app of reflection and prayer for you to use throughout the year.
Yes.
That you might not be aware of. It's at exodus90.com/thecrunch. Say yes. That first, but then you can talk.
No, exodus90.com/thecrunch is the place to go. Instead of being, you know, in jail, not having snacks because I didn't have enough money in my commissary, I am now not eating snacks because of Exodus 90. Exodus90.com/crunch is the place to be. And this month, they're doing a special course in anticipation of the National Eucharistic Congress, special course on the Eucharist that you can get. If you go to exodus90.com/crunch, you get 14-day free trial, and you can go deeper as we as a nation prepare for the National Eucharistic Congress. It's a big ticket item, but Exodus 90's got some really, really great stuff on there about the Eucharist that you're going to want to see. Exodus90.com/thecrunch for the 14-day trial. Patrick, you've been liking what they've been doing.
I've been liking what they put out. I knew about this app a while ago before they sponsored the podcast. I used it when I did Exodus 90, and I can highly recommend it. So exodus90.com/thecrunch, 14-day free trial. Thank you, Exodus 90, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
Do it now, or else my prison sentence was in vain. Patrick, you're always talking about how you're reading books.
I'm protesting. I'm not reading books anymore.
You're not reading books anymore?
No, you need to convince me to read a book. I don't want to read books anymore.
I need to convince my friends to read a book.
I don't want to read books anymore. I want to watch television and sit on the couch.
I'm going to use pathos here and appeal to your emotions because you're my friend. Yes. Today, I started reading Alec Mauley's Out of Sons, a wonderful fictional tale about two brothers that go on a journey to rekindle some love, maybe have an adventure, maybe find out what brotherhood is actually about. I was reading it, first of all, because the author's a friend of mine. He sponsors the show. But then as I got about 20 pages into it, I was like, hold on a minute. Guy, who's a friend of mine from college, actually wrote a pretty compelling book.
Dang.
I know. I was like, shoot, this is good. He gets a lot of stuff right about what it's like to be a guy, about what it's like to be growing up in a world where a desk job feels like the only choice, or if you're not doing that, then you're basically working as a lawn care person for the rest of your life. Like these two young men that are just wrestling with, like, how do I live my life? How do I not let down my dad? How do I be a good person whenever it's so easy to not be a good person? I really think you'd like the book, and I think you should read it.
Well, I'm convinced. I know I'm doing like a bit, but every time you talk about, for some reason, Alec, the book is not getting to my house. Please send, you're torturing me. I'm hearing about this book, and I'm like, honestly, I'm just going to go buy it. That's actually, I've decided I'm just going to buy it. Because first of all, I'm telling everyone else to do it, so I should probably do it myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to go buy this book. You should all do it too. Out of Sons by Alec Mauley. It is out on Amazon now. Go check it out.
I read half of the book in one sitting today.
Wow, so is that good?
I'm not joking. So everybody, get the book, read it. Out of Sons by Alec Mauley. Get it on Amazon. Link is in the bio. Patrick, you know what I hate?
More than the Cubs?
I do hate the Cubs, but I famously, my number one enemy, I hate big tech. And I don't like how they've gotten their little grubby fingers into every single aspect of digital life. And that's why The Crunch, where our website is now proudly hosted on Patmos. Patmos
exactly
is your island of refuge from big tech, and they provide top-notch web and app development services, hosting, AI, GPU services, and they're all backed by a no censorship guarantee. And Patrick, I know you like that because I know you say some crazy stuff, man.
I do see some crazy things. We just recently transferred our web hosting over to Patmos. It was easy. It was seamless. The pricing was competitive. And also, I feel secure that I can post what I want on my website. And all of a sudden, people won't decide, oh, that's bad, and I'm going to cancel this guy. You know,
The reason that they're so good is because they have the best prices, and they own the data center all the way up to the top of the stack. So all the way down to the dirt, they own all the metal between you and your data, where it's stored on a hard drive somewhere. Like, they own all of it. So they can give you the greatest prices, and they can actually guarantee that they're going to provide the service that they say. We actually have a personal representative. Her name's Camilla, and she helps us out. She is someone that we can call if we have any issues. And they don't ever do anything offshore. So anytime we're working with them, we don't have to call and like be on hold or like have a It's a call center in another country. It's great. Yeah. They're really, really wonderful people.
So if you want to like build an app or a website, or you want to host your current site, like you already have one, you can reach out to Patmos at patmos.tech. An easy URL to remember, patmos.tech. They help businesses and missions of all sizes achieve their goals in a safe and secure way. Whether you want to build an e-commerce site or a megawatt large language learning model in the Patmos data center, holy cow. Patmos can help you. Tell them the Crunch sent you and get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration. That's patmos.tech. Patmos, freedom as a service.
And I also hear that if you are a Crunch listener and you tell them that you are out there looking for a job in the data or computer programming world, they can hook you up. So mention our name and maybe we could get you a job. Maybe we can get you 10% off on your next web project or your hosting migration. That's Patmos at patmos.tech. Thank you. Back to the episode. You guys don't understand how much money Patrick and I have sacrificed to do this podcast. There's so many more things that we could do that are valuable with our time.
No, not really. All right. From Sarah Joy. From Sarah fair. Joy. Short form. Should I ask my boyfriend to delay getting engaged to be considerate to my mother's feelings? Background.
No.
I, female 22, boyfriend M21, have been dating for 17 years. We're graduating from college. Sorry, 4 years. How did I say 17? That's ridiculous.
You're hammered.
I guess so. I can't believe I didn't notice. We've been dating for 4 years. We both graduated from college in the past year. He's going to grad school. We're both moving to the town where his grad school is going to be. We're Catholic. We want to get married. I asked him to get my dad's blessing. We've had other conversations. Recently, he's taken steps towards engagement. He had the conversation with my dad and went ring shopping with his mom. Now, for the scenario, my sweet mother is prone to anxiety. She has voiced concerns about my boyfriend in the past, him not socializing enough with our family, etc. That sounds like it might be the only thing. I don't know how much. If you only give one example,
you say one thing and then say
etc. Yeah. Yeah, it's not. It's
like usually people start with the worst thing, right? So if it's like not socially, it's not like your boyfriend is like stealing flatware from your parents' house every time he comes over and reselling it on eBay.
I caught him pulling the wings off of a butterfly and setting them on fire. You know, it's like
I caught him. He was messaging a first grader on Instagram. Like, these are the things that would disqualify you. Yeah.
My boyfriend made efforts to socialize with my family. He's taken steps to mature. I knew that getting engaged soon might make her anxious. I decided to tell her about the possibility so she could have time to process. I told her last night. Her reactions were like, what? Doesn't this feel a little fast? Don't you think you want to wait until he has his degree, et cetera, et cetera. My sister helped me realize I cannot control how my mother feels, only how I respond to my mom. I'm glad I told her in advance instead of having to wait. I have a feeling that this engagement will happen within the next month. I want to be considerate of my mother and her time to process things. I also know it's my boyfriend and my decision in the end. I've heard the guys say we should never delay steps towards vocation if the actions are in front of us. Correct. Question. Should I ask my boyfriend to delay to give my mother more time to process?
No. I don't think you should. I think your mom, if she has real concerns with this boy, I mean, it's one thing to think like, oh, it's going a little fast. You know, don't you want more time, the degree, all that stuff. Like, those are kind of like practical, logistical concerns, but they don't really matter. Cause like you can get married without having a degree, you know, it can go a little fast and it'll still be fine. I think that's more just about her expectations of what your life was supposed to look like and less about like an actual problem. But if you said that, like, oh, I'm going to get engaged, and she didn't bring up like, well, actually, I think he's not the right person for you to marry because he pulls the wings off of butterflies and like these things. Like, she didn't bring up those things. She just brought up like logistical concerns, it sounds like. And then maybe the social anxiety. They're like not socially interacting much, which I don't know. Like, it gets easier to interact with your in-laws when they become your in-laws because
you feel comfortable calling them by their first names and like,
You're not the boyfriend.
You have a child.
Anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
So you have their grandkids, so they have to be nice to you. I'm just kidding.
You can use your children as leverage, which is cool. It's cool to negotiate with your kids.
Everything is a sale. Anyway. Yes. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that your mother hasn't brought up enough concerns that I'm like, oh, yeah, it's probably not a good idea to get married soon. But yeah, I hesitate to be like, who cares what your mom thinks? It's nice that you want to be considerate of her feelings.
That is very nice.
But also, her concerns are ridiculous. Oh, don't you want to wait until he gets his master's degree? People that are married get master's degrees all the time, and I feel like they usually do better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was in a graduate program with, like, I was the only married guy in the classroom, and I was the only one who had the reading done. And I'm like, well, how are you guys not? Yeah. I'm the only one with a job here. Like, what do you? It's right. Because you take your time more seriously when you don't have enough of it.
Mm-hmm. And you just have, like, the grace of your vocation, so it's easier to be virtuous, you know.
Ah, true. That's a real thing. So,
I think I don't think the answer is who cares what your mom thinks, because it's important. But I think the answer is, if you want to get married and your boyfriend wants to get married and there's no impediments to marriage otherwise, get married. Like, there's not, you don't have to worry about what other people say about your marriage, because it's not their marriage. Mm-hmm. And people will try to weigh in and tell you should do it this way or you should do it that way. But that's just them trying to make it like how they wanted it for themselves. Because there might have been some situation in your mom's life where back in the day it was like, oh, it would have been so much easier for us if Daryl had gotten his degree before we'd gotten married,
or whatever.
Or, you know, I wish we wouldn't have gone as quickly as we did because we ran into a lot of issues, right? Like, these things probably happened to her or people that she knows. And so she's like, ah, I don't want this to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those situations are different than this one. And that's really hard for old people to understand.
We ran into this problem with a priest in around our university who would, like, give really bad advice to engaged couples, and it was because he had been engaged before, and, like, it was just operating out of his wounds.
You should be allowed to do that. If you're a priest and you've been engaged, I don't think you should be allowed to give advice.
Very clearly it didn't work out.
Put in a box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, people always operate out of their wounds. I had a priest. This wasn't a Franciscan, but I had a priest tell me to break up with my fiance, who is not my wife, because of something that I confessed. And I was like, that's a little extreme. Don't you think? Like, he had never met me before. And he was like, oh, based on what you told me just now, you probably shouldn't be getting married to her. And I was like, that's weird that you said that, man. You can't even see my face right now. People give advice that is out of their woundedness, and you just got to be like, that's weird. Moving on.
Yeah. I think you're in the right mindset. It sounds like you're trying to weigh all the options. So I don't think you're not doing anything wrong, but I think go full steam ahead, marry this boy, have a great marriage. Do you need an MC or maybe an MC duo for the wedding reception? Call us up. Ooh, whoa, whoa, up. We'll MC your wedding for you.
Please. Okay. This one has alarm bells and a siren next to it from Ben. And so I think
we do this one first.
I know, right? This one comes from Danny Girl. So it might be a guy. It might be a girl. I don't know.
She's Irish.
Probably. Danny Girl. So it's an Irish girl. Okay. I have a situation. I need some advice. I recently switched towns. Yeah, right.
Switch towns is such a funny thing to say. Like, you transferred schools. I switched towns.
I got I got traded for picks.
You moved
to Mechanicsburg. I have a situation. Need some advice. Switch towns. I now work at a small butcher shop that my brothers own. You're in a Hallmark movie. This is amazing.
You live a cool life. This is great.
You just kill cows all day. Well, I guess you butcher them. Someone else probably kills them. Aside from them, I have 7 other coworkers, and we all work very closely together in a butcher shop. One of these guys is 30. I'm 21. We get along pretty well. He asked me after work if I want to go to the park on Saturday, after he'd already asked me if I was doing anything on Saturday, and I said no. I said yes, I would like to go. He could just want a friend to hang out with. He doesn't have many friends or family. I'm wondering if maybe he's thinking of me in a romantic way. I'm happy to be his friend, but I do not think of him as a friend. Or wait, I do not think of him romantically, and the last thing I want to do is lead him on and end up making things awkward. Any advice on where to go?
Don't go to the park with this guy.
Yeah, sorry.
He's 30 and he's gonna...
He has access to knives.
Dude, this is the worst situation. This really is like
this went from a Hallmark movie to a horror movie.
I know. Don't be alarmed. I mean, you live in Ireland. You know how difficult it is out there. But
does she actually live in Ireland?
I don't know. Danny girl. You know that song?
She might just be Irish. Whatever.
She could just be named Danny.
With a Y.
Yeah. Danny girl.
It's Danny like D-A-N-N-Y. It's not really a girl's name.
No, anyway. That could be a girl's name. I knew a girl named Danny once. It was short for Danielle.
D-A-N-I. Yeah, D-A-N-I. They do D-A-N-I.
Do you think they call the girls Danny with a Y in the same way that... I'm trying to think of another example. Anyway, it's not important.
Yeah. Anyway.
Here we go. So I would not go to the park with this guy. I would cancel the park trip. I would say, you're sick. You've got diarrhea. You don't feel well. It's fine to say, I don't feel well is great because it's not an acute lie because it's true generally. Like, you don't feel well about going to the park with this guy, you know? So you can just... I wouldn't go because I wouldn't want him to think that you are interested in him. You didn't think it at the time, but the 30-year-old man wants to have sex with the 21-year-old woman, I think.
Brother.
Is what's that? What? Am I wrong?
You're very blunt, but that, yes.
Danny girl needs to know what's going on here. And maybe he just wants to be friends, but...
There really isn't this, a reason to be I can see hanging this turning out one-on-one.
Yeah.
There really isn't a reason to be hanging out one-on-one with someone who is 9 years younger than you at this juncture in your life as a 30-year-old.
I can see this turning into a nice guy situation really fast.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if you didn't want to date me, if you didn't want to do XYZ thing with me, why did you come to the park with me? You're such a B word. You're such a this. Like, if you... I don't know. And maybe I'm reading this guy all wrong and maybe I'm reading the situation all wrong, but I would keep it cordial and professional at work, and I would not hang out with him outside of work if you're not interested in him romantically.
Look, here's the reality of the situation. Worst case scenario, you get axe murdered by someone who works at a butcher shop. That's worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Best case scenario.
And then your story gets sold to Paramount. And and your family makes millions. So really, think about the greater good here.
And some girl who has a true crime podcast can be like, she thought that she was going to the park, but she ended up going to be murdered. I don't know. I've never listened to a true crime podcast. But best case scenario is this guy has the middle case scenario is what Ethan said. That he just wants to have sex with a young girl, which is like gross and creepy. But the best case scenario is that he at least is unaware that asking and hanging out with a 21-year-old as a 30-year-old is not appropriate. Like a girl
he has to know,
as a man. He has to know that's the case.
He has to know. Like, I mean, you can't get to 30 without knowing. I mean, maybe you can, but does he know how old you are? He might not know how old you are.
He might not know how old you are.
So he might think that, like, oh, I thought you were 25, which would suck to hear as a 21-year-old. But
Sorry,
I thought you were 5 years older.
Sorry, I thought you were 9 years older than you are.
Which is why it's like there's so many things that would have to be, this guy would have to be unaware of or ignorant of for that option. That just makes me assume it's the middle option. You know,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel bad. Sorry to be so blunt.
I mean, I guess it's not like the worst.
It's just my Irish heritage coming out, you know.
It's not the worst thing in the world to date someone who's in their early 20s as a 30-year-old. It's not like the end of the world.
No, this
is not. As long as they're both interested. That's the thing, though, is like there's no reason for you guys to be friends. You have absolutely zero things in common.
Right.
Except the fact that you work at the same butcher shop and he probably likes you. And you don't like
if you liked him and you thought he was handsome and you thought he was interesting, this is a completely different story because you're both, I mean, it's a little weird, but you're both adults and 21 and 30 is not, it's just weird because a lot happens in your 20s. It's not weird because of anything else. Like you're both mature people.
Like you are an adult. So
yeah. But that's not. Yeah,
I don't want anyone who's like in a relationship that's that far apart to be like, oh, Ethan and Pat think that we're creepy.
I don't think anything we say on this podcast is subject to review based on information that I learn about the people that I've impacted negatively. I will change my opinion if it means that it's someone will be less mad at me.
But it's like if it's the Dobler, the thing from How I Met Your Mother, the Dobler Dahmer effect, where it's like it's creepy if she's not into it. It's not creepy if she is. That's like the rule about relationships. Yeah. It's like I'm standing outside your window with a guitar playing you a song. It's like if she likes you, that's awesome. If she does not like you, that's awful. And she's going to call the cops.
You're going to be in the back of a squad car very shortly.
And so it's like with that, it's like I want to take you to the park is like cute if he's like very romantic, mature man who just for some reason hasn't found a girl yet at 30. Mm-hmm. That's cute, you know. It's like, but if you don't like him, then it's like it's gonna be awkward. You don't want to go to the park with this guy. He's gonna show up dressed nicer than normal, and you're gonna be like, ah, oh, this is a date. Shoot, ah, oh, yeah. Man, I have to figure.
You're
gonna be
in shorts.
Ice cream. No, I'm on keto. I can't do that. Keto.
He's gonna try to hold your hand.
Oh man, yeah, you're not gonna want that. It's less about the age now, and it's more about that you don't like this guy, so don't go hang out with him by yourself.
I think this podcast is going to come out too late. This is going to if they're hanging out on Saturday.
They've already told her in the comments. I'm positive
to not
I'm
go.
Sure they have.
I'm actually curious. Can you go and find it, or is it too buried?
No. I'm sure it's not. Dating Corner. Where's Danny girl? Danny
girl. If she's not Irish, then I feel really bad because this whole time I've been imagining this happening in like an Irish town. Like in the movie, the Banshees of Inisherin. That's what I imagine this happening.
Yeah. This is a date. This is definitely a date you could go and bail if he asks for a second one. I doubt he just wants to be friends. That's a pretty big age difference. It's a big age gap. Try inviting other people, Barney said.
Dude.
Barney is the goat.
Common
by
Barney
the way,
W.
By the way, use code BARNEY10 for 10% off in the Crunch store.
That's so funny.
Well, he said it, and I was like, there's no reason why I can't give him a discount code. Come on.
Right.
Do not beat around the bush. Be like, I appreciate your friendship. I'm not looking for anything further. If she's worried about getting us, there's a zero chance he wants to be friends with you. Give it to him straight and insist. And if he insists, tell your brother, have him fired. Nice. If he's weird. Anyway.
You could always steal one of those big cleavers from the thing and take it with you.
Chase him around with it. Yeah, yeah.
Chase him around. You could go crazy. You could go absolutely nut and grab the knife from the butcher shop and show up to the date covered in pig's blood and say, I've been waiting for you, Jason. And then you chase him into the pond and then you don't let him leave. And then you have to switch towns again because this happened again at the last.
You chase him into the pond and you won't let him get out of the pond because you keep blocking him with the knife. That's funny.
Yeah.
Aha, I'm going to get you, Jason. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming to this episode of Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner. This has been great. Go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord if you want to ask a question. If you're at the Eucharistic Congress, if you're listening to this on the way to the Eucharistic Congress, come say hi. We're doing a live show on Friday evening at 5 in the podcast stage. So you should come and check that out.
Listen for Patrick's laugh. If you can hear
him,
that's
where I am.
Listen
for my laugh. Because we're going stag to this thing. So we're basically just... Oh, man. I'm going to miss my family. All right. Ethan, do you have anything else for the people?
Thank you all for listening. Wait, hold on. listen, if you want to reconnect with me at the Eucharistic Congress... I want you to think twice about saying anything weird to me because I will blast you on the podcast. Okay?
Who do you think is going to say something weird to you?
Anybody who thinks they're friends with me. We're not friends. I'll shake your hand. I'll take your picture. I'll kiss your baby. But never talk to me again. I'm excited to see anybody who comes.
I'm so excited to see you specifically, listener. Yes. I'm so excited to see you. We did it. We did the podcast in an hour and a half. How does that feel?
Yes. Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you. We'll see you all next time.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is back, and we're bringing end of summer deals right to your doorstep. Now through September 3rd, score up to 70% off all things home. Get in on low prices while temperatures are still high. Like up to 70% off rugs. Up to 50% off bedroom furniture. Up to 50% off dining furniture. And up to 60% off living room seating. And the savings don't stop there. End summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Save big on everything you need with every style for every home for every budget. Modern? Check. Classic? Check. Coastal grandma with a hint of boho glam? Check and check. Wayfair's got everything you need to make your home way more you. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd for up to 70% off. Because at Wayfair, new season means new savings.
Wayfair, every style, every home.